go. It's a Getaway Friday here on WWGH Radio. Friday, October the 16th, 2020, 18 minutes past the hour. We thank the legendary Heloise for joining us in hour number two this morning. The Queen of Helpful Hints, heard on this station, on this program, every third Thursday from 9:10 until 10 a.m. How about that? Pumpkin seed recipes. Now, it's 10 o'clock, so we are going to do the Family Feud. Now, interestingly enough, we had a topic last week that we did not finish as we were going off the air at 1 o'clock last Friday. Now, here's the topic, or the question, I guess, as it were. Name something you associate with goldfish. That's the topic. Now, the answers we've got, there are 10 of them. We've got fish bowl and tank, fish food, toilet funerals, water, and crackers. So we've got 5 of the 10, but we've still got 5 to go. So the question is, again, name something you associate with goldfish. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you associate with goldfish. Now remember, we've got the fish bowl in the tank. We've got fish food. We've got toilet funerals. We've got water. We've got crackers. What are the other 5? We still have the number 2, 3, 6, 8, and 9 answers. Something you associate with goldfish. I guess this is kind of a difficult topic. I didn't think this would be a difficult section for the Family Feud. 740-383-9944, coming up on 21 minutes past the hour. Name something you associate with goldfish. There are 10 answers on the big board today. And again, we've got the fish bowl in the tank, the fish food, the toilet funerals, the water, and the crackers. What are the other 5 answers? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know how to put it, but like their mouth when they breathe or whatever, that, what do you call it, their mouth? They make the bubbles like or something.
Yeah,
they're breathing. I don't know if you'd say breathing, but their mouth when they, that's what I think of when I...
Like the gills?
Yeah, like when they breathe their, their mouth, their jaws or something.
Right. Nothing like that on the list, but I will tell you, there is something, it is a part of the fish. There is a part of the fish on the list, but it's not their mouth or gills.
It's part of their fins.
At fins. That's right. Number 6 was fins. Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got one off the bat here this morning. Fins was on the list at number 6. So we've got fish bowl and tank. We've got fish food. We've got toilet funerals. We've got fins. We've got water. And we've got crackers. But there are still 4 answers left on the big board today. Name something you associate with goldfish. Something you associate with goldfish. Does anybody have any answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you associate with goldfish. Give us a buzz. 10 answers here. And crackers, water, fins, toilet funerals, fish food, and the fish bowl and the fish tank have all been taken. But there are 4 answers still left. Does anybody know what those 4 answers would be? Something associated with goldfish. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The IWT quadruple S. It is the namer of your moniker once again. And I have the penultimate answer.
All right.
Didn't our friend Mr. Rogers, posthumous friend, have goldfish? I mean, what better answer than that? He had goldfish and he fed them, you know. And he would actually talk about it because he had a person I think a blind viewer lost the show and didn't know what he was doing. So he'd always say he was feeding the fish. I think he had goldfish. He had a variety, but I mean, that's got to be there, Scott, especially with the station. I mean, what better answer is that?
Well, you know, I think if the station had done the survey, he would probably be there, but since we didn't, he is not.
You would agree that should be an honorary answer. I mean, Mr. Rogers had fish, right?
Mr. Rogers did have fish, from what I remember.
Yeah,
I think
my
he did.
As the official obituarian of the station, another Adam word, was the toilet bowl. I'm kind of surprised somebody said that, because that's kind of a funny answer.
Well, it's not toilet bowl, it's toilet funerals.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What would you do when the goldfish passes away? I just was wondering, maybe if someone at the station had a goldfish, we should maybe honor that fish's legacy. I don't know, but you know, Mr. Rogers. How about didn't Arnold Gary Coleman on Different Strokes? He had a goldfish. It was actually a black goldfish named Abraham. So that would also, but I doubt that's on there. But that would also be a good answer. That goldfish is pretty famous.
Yes. Abraham and Gary Coleman did not make the list today.
So no celebrity goldfish are on there.
No celebrity goldfish, oddly enough.
You think Heloise has goldfish? Have you ever asked her that?
You know, I've never talked to Heloise about goldfish. Oddly enough.
We know about goldfish would be our friend James, because he actually was listening to our show with Patrick yesterday. He didn't realize we had replayed it, and he had heard me talk about those parrots with the foul mouth. Maybe you heard that. He was going to chime in, so I had him just email me something so I can talk about it. I don't know. James probably has goldfish, but I doubt that's on there.
That's right. No celebrity goldfish.
I think Mr. Rogers, if we told the station, would be number one, but, you know, I tried.
You tried. You gave it a shot, Adam. Thanks.
Have a good day, Scott.
Phone lines are open. Things associated with goldfish. Something you associate with goldfish. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you associate with goldfish. Go ahead, caller.
How about the school fair or carnival?
School fair or carnival? That's a good guess. Not on the list, though.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No school fair or carnival. Things you associate with goldfish. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 26 minutes past the hour. Now remember, we have the fish bowl in the tank. We have the fish food. We have the toilet funerals. We have the fins, the water, the crackers. There are still four answers. Something you associate with goldfish. Go ahead, caller.
How about scales?
Scales. No scales on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No scales on the list. Something you associate with goldfish. 740-383-9944. Away we go. Go ahead, caller.
Didn't college students swallow them as a prank or something?
You know, I've heard a lot of people doing that. So you're close here. So what would the answer be?
I would say college students swallowing as many as they can as a dare.
You know what? I'm going to slip this one in, but what it actually is, it's a much more broad thing associated with, it's kids.
Oh, kids.
Kids.
Okay.
But I think college kids are kids.
Are kids, definitely.
And I think that would be something, yeah.
Yay, I got one.
You got one. You got kids. Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Hey, I sound like a, what's the type of doctor? Oh, I can't even, that's horrible. Gynecologist. I sound like a gynecologist. You have kids after you have a baby. All right. Kids was on the list. 27 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Name something you associate with goldfish. We have fish bowl, tank, kids, fish food, toilet funerals, fins, water, and crackers. There are still three answers left here. Three answers left on the big board. What are they? Things associated with goldfish. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things associated with goldfish. Remember, if you get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. Things associated with goldfish. Three answers still left on the board, and this was a holdover question from last week. so it remains here today. Things associated with goldfish. Crackers, water, fins, funerals, fish food, kids, fish bowl, fish tank have all been taken care of so far, but there are three other answers associated with goldfish. Does anybody know what those three other answers are? Go ahead, caller.
I got it, Scott.
Go ahead.
Funny answer. Doesn't sometimes the cat eat the goldfish? Like the cat eat the goldfish?
That should be on there. The cats have ate the goldfish, but that is not an answer on the list today.
You have to agree, Scott. That and Mr. Rogers. That should be one and two. Those are the best answers.
You know, I think they're good answers. Unfortunately, whoever compiled this list did not put them on there.
I mean, cats like seafood, and it's healthy, and that's the tuna and that stuff is in cat food. You would think that that would be on there. It's a funny answer, but, you know, cats, you know, like dogs, they like to drink out of the toilet, and cats are kind of curious, and many a cat has eaten the family goldfish. So, well, I certainly tried. I think my answers are better.
Well, keep thinking. We got three to go. Keep thinking.
Have a good day, Scott.
All right, 740-383-9944, things associated with goldfish. We're going to take a 60-second break here, 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute. Give us a call.
Hey, Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, 31 minutes past the hour. The Family Feud category we are on right now, named something you associate with goldfish. Now, we've got the fish bowl in the tank, we've got kids, we've got fish food, we've got toilet funerals, we've got fins, we've got water, we've got crackers, but there are still three answers left on the list. Something you associate with goldfish. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you associate with goldfish. 31 and a half minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Does anybody know what it would be? Something you associate with goldfish. Three answers. What must they be? Those three answers that have eluded us now, really, for 2 weeks, because we started this last Friday, and I think we got five answers as of last Friday, but we don't have the remaining three yet. Things associated with goldfish. A little bit of a difficult category here, but a category nonetheless. Does anybody know what would be associated with a goldfish? 740-383-9944. Not the fish bowl or the tank, not kids, not fish food, not toilet funerals, not fins, not water, not crackers. Three answers left. Now, one, we have the third most popular answer, the eighth most popular answer, and the ninth most popular answer. Those are the answers that are left today. Things associated with goldfish. Does anybody have any guesses at all? 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear what your guesses might be. Things associated with goldfish. Have we totally stumped the audience today with this particular category? This category is a little more difficult than some of the other ones that we have done, that's for sure. You know, the next category is very interesting. I think we'll plow through the next category a lot easier than this one. But we are still waiting to hear the answers. The three remaining answers in the category, name something you associate with goldfish. What are those three remaining things that you would associate with a goldfish? Is anybody going to venture a guess here and try to chime in and take care of this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or is this going to be one of those categories that gets the better of us here at WWGH Radio? Things you associate with a goldfish. Let's see if this is somebody who has an answer that is good. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, here's a guess. How about an aerator for the tank?
You know, that's a good guess. Not on the list today.
How about pond?
You know
goldfish
what?
Goldfish pond.
Well, I tell you, you're close with that one. There is an answer that does have to do with water.
Close, but no cigar.
Yeah, okay. Close on that one.
Maybe someone else will guess.
All right, thank you. All right, I'll tell you what. There's a hint on one of the answers. There is an answer on here that has to do with water. There is an answer that has to do with water. Things associated with goldfish. Go ahead, caller.
Another guess would be a prize at the fair.
You know, a prize at the fair. That's a good one. Not on the list, but there's one... If you obviously are a kid, usually, you would get a prize at the fair, and it would be the goldfish.
You would throw the rings.
Right, and it would, I'm trying to say it without just leading right into it, but there's an association between a kid and that goldfish they would win.
Other than tossing the ring and... Oh, my husband says the goldfish would die.
Well, I don't know if it would die. I don't know. We've got the toilet funeral, so dying does not hit the answer here. But keep thinking about the relationship between the kid and the fish. That relationship is one of the answers.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you go, 740-383-9944. Things associated with a goldfish. All right. Go ahead, caller.
You mentioned about the kids. How about as a pet? And as the water, how about a temperature gauge?
Pet is right. The association between the kid and the fish is a pet. Pet was number 8, but not a temperature gauge. But there is one that has to do with water.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, the association between the kid and the fish would be that the fish is the kid's pet. So we have pet now, so now we're down to two answers. Now, one has to do with water. Things associated with a goldfish. One associated with water, and another one is just wide out there at this point. Go ahead, caller.
See, I just tuned in, so what answers do you have already?
All right, the 8 that we have are fish bowl and tank, kids, fish food, toilet funerals, fins, water, pets, and crackers.
What about marbles or rocks that go in the...
You know, that's a good one. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
Keep guessing.
Or plastic bag to put the fish in.
That's a good... Not there, but that's a good one, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now those are some good guesses. Things associated with a goldfish. Now, one of these does have to do with water. Now, water itself was on the list, but this has to do with water as well. Does anybody know what it is? Things associated with a goldfish. 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour. Things associated with a goldfish, and one of the answers does have to do with water. And then the other one's just a thing associated with a goldfish. Go ahead, caller.
Associated tossing the ping pong ball into the bowl.
Ping pong. No ping pong balls. No ping pong balls today. Things associated with a goldfish. Does anybody know? Things associated with a goldfish. One of them has to do with water. What would that answer be? There is an association between goldfish and water that would be on... It's the number three answer here. I'm surprised we haven't gotten it. Things associated with a goldfish. Go ahead, caller.
Lily pad.
What's that?
Lily pad.
No lily pad, but a good guess. The lily pad does not make the list today. Things associated with a goldfish. What would it be? And one has to do with water. Things associated with a goldfish, and one has to do with water, and the other just has to do with goldfish. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things associated with a goldfish. What are we going to come up with here today? We've got the fishbowl in the tank, the kids, the fish food, the toilet funerals, the fins, the water, the pet, the crackers. But there are two answers left, and again, one does have to do with water. Things associated with a goldfish. One has to do with water, and one is just something else associated with a goldfish. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. 40 minutes past the hour. This category started with us last week and remains with us through this week as well. Let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller. The duck out of the water with the number on it. Not on the list today. No duck out of the water with a number on it. Things associated with a goldfish. All right, go ahead, caller.
A fishing pole.
Fishing pole, that's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess. No fishing pole on the list today. Things associated with a goldfish. Do we know? Things associated with a goldfish. Two answers left, and one of them has to do with water. 740-383-9944. Things associated with a goldfish. One has to do with water, as I say, and one has to do with goldfish in general. Two answers left. We've got eight. We've got the fishbowl in the tank, the kids, the fish food, the toilet funerals, the fins, the water, the pet, the crackers. But there are two answers left. Things associated with a goldfish. What would they be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things associated with a goldfish. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Oh, caller didn't have an answer there. If you have an answer, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the answer? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Swimming.
That's exactly right. Swimming is number three on the list. You've got it. The one associated with water was swimming. So we do have swimming now, so we only have to get one more answer. We've got them all except one answer. Name something you associate with a goldfish. We've got fish bowl and tank, kids, swimming, fish food, toilet funerals, fins, water, pets, crackers. What is the final answer? One more answer and we can move on past this category. Things you associate with a goldfish. What would be the final answer? It's number 9 on the list of 10. 10 was actually crackers. So what is the last answer? Things you associate with a goldfish. We only have to get one more. Then we can move on to a whole new topic of discussion here. Does anybody know what the final answer is? Things associated with a goldfish. I hope somebody gets this final answer soon and we can move on to the next thing. 44 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Things associated with a goldfish. Does anybody know what it's going to be? If we get it, I'll be so happy and we can move on to the next topic of discussion. Does anybody know what it would be? 740-383-9944. Things associated with a goldfish. What do we got? We've got no guesses, is what we've got right now. The final answer has got everybody and their thinking caps on. Things you associate with a goldfish.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
46 minutes past the hour back here on a Getaway Friday. 14 minutes left in the program today. We still have one answer left in this Family Feud category of things associated with a goldfish. Things associated with a goldfish. We've got the fishbowl in the tank, the kids, the swimming, the fish food, the toilet funerals, the fins, the water, the pet, and the crackers. One answer left. Is anybody going to sweep in and get that final answer? 740-383-9944. Things associated with a goldfish. Does anybody know what that might be? 740-383-9944. I think everybody has been stumped. I think we did this category. I'm not sure. We started it last week. So, maybe 15, 20 minutes spent on it last week, and this entire hour has been spent on it so far, but we don't have the final answer. Kind of a difficult category, I guess. Things associated with a goldfish. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, has anyone said anything about their waist?
No, nothing about their waist. That does not make the list, but that's an interesting thought.
Okay, so we're not getting no clues.
You know what? If I don't get any answer by 10 till, I'll give a clue. But this is so, you know what I'll say? Here's what I'll say at this point. It's a trait of the goldfish.
What's a trait? What do you mean?
It's,
dumb it down for me, Scott.
It's something something to do with the goldfish itself. You know, not like fish food. It's not something, not like a fishing pole. It's a something of that the goldfish has. It's something that the goldfish would be.
Like on their body, like physical?
Yeah, it has something to do with the physicality of the goldfish.
What about their lips?
Not their lips, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Okay. So there's your hint on this one. The final answer has to do with the physicality, the physical nature of the goldfish. That is the final answer. Something to do with the physical nature of the goldfish. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I feel that the thinking caps have went on everywhere all across Marion and neighboring counties and cities on this one. Go ahead, caller.
The bulging eyes.
Not the bulging eyes, but that's a good one, too. No bulging eyes. Bulging eyes does not end up being the answer today. Something about the physical nature of the goldfish. 740-383-9944. Name something you associate with a goldfish. Now, it's something to do with the physical nature of that goldfish. All right, go ahead, caller.
Fish tail?
Not a fish tail. That's a good one, too.
Okay.
Not the old fish tail. Something with the physical nature of that goldfish. What would that be at this point? Go ahead, caller.
This is a stupid answer, Scott, but it's stupid enough it might work. The tail. They've got kind of a tail that swims. That's a dumb answer. My other two answers were much better.
Well, it's a good answer, but it's not the right answer.
Yeah, I mean, somebody said gills. That's how they breathe. The lips is a good answer.
Yep.
Eyes, I don't know what else. What other parts are there of the fish? I mean, okay, well, I tried, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Something about the physical nature of the goldfish itself. The physical nature of the goldfish itself. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you associate with a goldfish. What would that be? Something you associate with a goldfish, and it has to do with the physical nature of the goldfish. Now remember, we've got fishbowl, tank, kids, swimming, fish food, toilet, funerals, fins, water, pet, and crackers. Go ahead, caller.
How about their fins?
Not their fins. Fins has already been taken. Fins is on the list already. Fins is not the answer. Something to do with the physical nature of the goldfish. What would that be? Do we know? Go ahead, caller.
It's orange.
That's a good one. Not orange, but a good answer.
What about blowing bubbles, the way they keep opening and closing their mouth and blow bubbles?
Another good guess, but not the bubbles.
Okay.
No blowing bubbles, and not the fact that they are orange. 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour here. Something to do with the physical nature of the goldfish. The physical nature. That's where we are at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so I don't think all goldfish are orange. So what about just the fact that they're colorful?
Colorful? That's a physical trait, but not the one we're looking for.
Well, how intricate is a goldfish?
Well, apparently more intricate than you would think.
Could it be like their belly buttons? I mean, it's a goldfish.
Does a goldfish have a belly button?
I don't know, but I mean, we've named off every part of a fish.
I didn't say it was a part of the fish. I said it has to do with the physical nature of the fish.
So it could be like something that they do.
No, it's not something that they do. It's something that has to do with their physical nature.
This is why I love this game, though, because you just have to think.
Well, since we're past 50 minutes, I'll give you, it's something to do with the physical nature, not necessarily a part of the fish, but I will say this. When you look at fish in general, a goldfish is different than other fish for this reason.
The only thing I think of is they have those big eyes, and someone's already said that, orange, most of them are orange.
There's a couple people, though. No, there's a couple people who have those same traits. Orange and bulging eyes.
I gotta go.
I'm not gonna say who. There you go. Oh, man. And that's how you have fun with the Family Feud. Oh, man. We're going to get in trouble now. All right. Physical nature of the goldfish. What is that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
They don't live long?
You know, that is part of their physical nature, but not the answer we're looking for.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. No, that would not be it. 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Only 6 minutes left in the this hour. Are we going to get it this hour so we can move on to a new one next hour? We've still got two more hours after this morning. I would love to move on to a new topic in the next 2 hours, but we've got to get the final answer here, and I'm giving clues the best I can. Go ahead, caller.
The color, goldfish.
Not the color. That's good, though.
It's a small fish?
That's it. Small.
Small fish.
You got it. Thank you.
All right.
Small. That was it. That was the physical nature and how a goldfish is different than other fish in the ocean. It is a small fish. All right. So, name something you associate with goldfish. Fish bowl, tank, kids, swimming, fish food, toilet funerals, fins, water, pet, small, and crackers. Those are the answers. All right, we're done with that one. We've got 5 minutes left in this hour, so let's start the new category, and we'll carry this category on into the next hour. Now, this category, watch yourself with this category, okay? Watch yourself. We are on radio, okay? Here we go. 10 answers. Name something a parent might disapprove of. Name something a parent might disapprove of. Does anybody know what that might be? 10 answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 10 big answers on the board. Something a parent might disapprove of. Does anybody know what those 10 answers would be? 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Who their kids are dating.
Who their kids are dating. Let me see here. Boyfriend, girlfriend's number 8. Yes, that's good. All right. Boyfriend, girlfriend, number 8 on the list. We started at number 8, so we got a long way to go back up to number 1. We got 10 answers, though. Name something a parent might disapprove of. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Name something a parent might disapprove of. That's where we are today. All right. Go ahead, caller.
There's probably 3 answers, Scott, so pick one. The kid drinking, smoking, using drugs, those kind of answers.
1, 2, and 3. Drinking,
yeah,
smoking, and drugs.
Probably it. Okay, well, to me, they're almost like the same thing, just using a substance that wouldn't be appropriate for a youngster or even for an adult in some cases. But
well, there's
okay,
3.
Well, I guess 3 for the price. I mean, the size of the goldfish, Scott, that's great that the listener answered. I just think that's kind of a general, boring answer, but you never know if these surveys, that thing that flies is kind of weird also, so
well,
you do throw a curve at times.
Well, what can you do? Thank
All
you.
Right, thanks.
All right, yes. 1, 2, and 3 answers were drinking, smoking, and drugs. Things a parent might disapprove of. Okay, so we've got drinking, smoking, drugs, and a boyfriend or a girlfriend. We got 4 answers of the 10. Things a parent might disapprove of. Go ahead, caller.
Bad grades.
Bad grades. Let me see here. You know what? Grades are actually not on here, but there is one that does have to do with school.
Missing school?
Skipping school. Yeah, number 6 is skipping school. You got it.
Okay.
All right, skipping school is on the list. So we got drinking, smoking, drugs, skipping school, and boyfriend and girlfriend. 740-383-9944. Things a parent might disapprove of. Go ahead, caller.
Here's an answer, Scott. If the kid is gay.
Gay. Well, you know, that's interesting.
That's a good answer.
It's a good answer, but you know what? Maybe we've become more open in the times because it's not one of the 10 answers.
Okay, well, I'm trying to find something that's a little different without something that, you know, is going to be rated anything higher than PG, which is hard for me sometimes.
There's
so
nothing...
That's what I thought of. I'm going to try to find something else.
Nothing R-rated. Thank you. Gay is not on the list. 740-383-9944. Things a parent might disapprove of. Drinking, smoking, drugs, skipping school, boyfriend, girlfriend. Go ahead, caller.
The way they dress.
The way they dress. Let's see here. Clothing choices. Number 10 on the list.
Got number 10.
You got number 10. Thank you. Clothing choices was on the list today. All right, we're coming up on a break here, but we're going to come back in 15 minutes, continue on with this, name something a parent might disapprove of. We've got 6 of the 10. Now remember, we've got drinking, smoking, drugs, skipping school, boyfriend, girlfriend, and clothing choices. We're going to come back at 11:15. Stay tuned. We'll take one more call. Go ahead, caller.
Cheating in school, copying a smarter test answers, that should be on there. If you're homeschooled, I guess you could copy from your brother or sister.
No cheating on the list. No cheating on the list.
How about, like, if you get arrested, the kid, if the policeman knocks on the door and said your kid's in detention or in jail or something?
I'm sure a parent would disapprove, but it's not on the list.
Okay, I'll keep trying.
Keep thinking. All right. You know what? We're coming back in 15 minutes. Things a parent might disapprove of. Drinking, smoking, drugs, skipping school, boyfriend, girlfriend, clothing choices, all on the list. We've got 4 more to go. Coming back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
I'm laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank
and
you.
I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the they gave me, I did temporarily.